Welcome to the Parenting is Hard Work podcast. This is Dr. Scott Taransky, and I'm eager to spend some time with you today. I have with me Elena Spetzlot, who is from the Netherlands, and together we host this podcast for you on a regular basis. So we regularly touch on various aspects of parenting, and today we're going to do some very important things about heart-based approach and talk about some things that I'm sure will help you at any stage of your parenting journey. Welcome, Elena.
Hi, Dr. Scott, and everyone listening. What blessing is to be together again and learn from you and share with you all the questions we have and hear all the wisdom that you have to share, Dr. Scott. So I'm grateful for that. And indeed, today we will be talking about a very interesting topic, especially because time goes so fast and we notice our children growing from under very eyes that they're, you know, today they're 3-year-old, and by the time we a few years past, they're adolescent. So I think we grow in our job as parents, and we realize that every age has its challenges, its beauty. So yeah, today I would really love to talk to you about how to shift this, you know, our parenting attitude, or some of the things that that we are perhaps used to doing when the children are younger, but then as they grow, we need to maybe change. So yeah, that's really what I would like to talk with you today, Dr. Scott. And I know you have a lot of knowledge about how children develop. So why don't we start with that, sharing a bit about how kids develop and help us understand.
All right. So I think parents make shifts in their parenting on a regular basis. This is important for parents to understand because we need to be flexible. If the things that we're doing now are not working, maybe they worked in the last stage of parenting, but they aren't working in this stage, we need to make some changes. So I want to talk to you about that. Now, there's two different kind of considerations that I think we want to look at. One is the developmental stages that a child goes through in their childhood development. Mm-hmm. In those, we're going to make some changes. But then there's also problems our children grow into or they experience in their lives. And when a child experiences a new challenge in their life, then we have to make a parenting shift as well. So let's try to talk about both of those if we can. Maybe we'll start with the developmental mm-hmm. ones, and mm-hmm. then we'll talk about some of the kind of character issues that children need to address.
Yeah, I fully agree. Yes. I think this is going to give us and the parents listening some insight into not only how things develop for children from that perspective, but also some tips, some practical tips for us as parents in thinking how to shift in throughout the changes.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. So we start off obviously in infancy, and children are growing into their preschool years, and we start to make a change right there. Between infancy and toddlerhood, for example, when children are more mobile, then they're used to watching the world go by, crying and getting what they want, which is all good. I think feeding on demand is a really good way to teach children trust and security. So I think all of that is good. When we move into toddlerhood, so children need to develop the ability to wait sometimes, or to follow instructions instead of just have whatever they want. That is a shift. And so children who are used to getting everything they want, you know, when they want it, whether it's the food that they want or whatever, now they're going to have the word no expressed a little bit more to them. And that's going to create some challenges. Now, we try to say yes, of course, as much as we can as parents, but there are times when we put limits on children. And just as they're moving around, they can't get to where they want to be, or they get frustrated with what they're playing with. So that's a change, a shift that we have to make. And we have to teach children how to go through that particular area. Now, in the preschool ages, we're focusing on two primary qualities, which are self-control and responsiveness to authority. So now we're actually dealing with the interactions that children have with their caretakers or parents, as well as some of the things inside, so that we're working on self-control, teaching them not to be wild when we go to the bank or to the store. We're teaching them how to not touch when we're in the store. We're teaching them, those are all self-control skills. So We're working on self-control and we're working on responsiveness to authority. As children learn those two things, then it helps them to be able to navigate through other aspects of parenting. So those are the parents start to make a shift and start working on those things. And then, of course, we continue on with shifts as children get older. We'll talk a little bit more about parenting shifts in the adolescent ages in a moment. But that's how we get started here in this developmental process.
Yeah, it feels almost like steps, you know, that the children make as they develop, and as we also see the need for different character traits that they need to develop. So, Dr. Scott, it's very interesting that you are talking about, you know, how you were referring to the heart approach. Training that we're doing with younger children, and I'm very also interested to hear, as you further explain, about different shifts and different ways to perhaps tailor this approach to older children and adolescents. So shall we dive also into that?
Yeah, let's move up to the pre-adolescent stage. There's a very important problem we want to head off early, and I think we want to start it in the pre-adolescent stage, because many teenagers, when they get to that stage, believe that their job description in life is to have fun. Maybe they've just really enjoyed a lot of things in childhood. Maybe now they've discovered video games or something, and they just believe that their job description is to have fun. So if we now in the pre-adolescent stage are teaching our children, you're about to enter adolescence. Adolescence is an important time when you are focused on working to be an adult, learning how to do tasks and learning how to receive correction and learning how to be responsible and how to communicate and how to solve problems. And mm-hmm. So we're actually helping children as they enter the teen world to have some expectations that aren't just, hey, I'm going to have fun, because of course, just if your goal is to have fun, you end up in trouble. So we want to help children with that. And then in the teen years, there are three stages of adolescence that probably are helpful for parents to understand, because it's not just being a teenager. The first stage of adolescence goes from 12 to 16, give or take 2 years, and it's characterized by emotionally driven decision-making. Mm-hmm. Emotionally driven decision making. Kids do what they want to do and don't do what they don't want to do many times when they can get away with that. So they'll eat junk food, or they'll not study for their schoolwork, or they'll stay up late at night and text in the middle of the night, or they'll engage in risky behaviors with alcohol or drugs or sex. And it's in these kind of situations, they're just trying to appeal to the desires they have inside. So there's a lot of desires and emotions they're driving this early stage of adolescence, which makes it rather tumultuous for many parents and requires that we parent differently during that period of time. The next stage of adolescence goes from 16 to 20, give or take 2 years, and it's characterized by a mission-oriented view of life. So now a child's making a different approach when it comes to food. Maybe they'll say, you know, I'm going to stop eating junk food because I want to be healthy, or I'm going to exercise because I want to be healthy, or I'm going to study now because I want to go to college. These kind of shifts in a child's mentality are often encouraged by parents. So we mm-hmm. want to help a child move from stage one to stage two. So that's, we parent in a different way in order to do that. Now, when a child then is moved in that second stage, it's much easier for them to be driven toward a goal and move away from some of the emotionally driven decision making. So that's a very strategic shift that takes place in the child. And of course, parents are shifting with them as they move forward. And then the third stage of adolescence, this final stage where child's moving from childhood to adulthood, is this stage we call launching. It goes from age 20 to 25, give or take 2 years. And we help a child be independent in their decision-making, in their spiritual life, in their managing of finances, in their health decisions, you know, all the things that are necessary for a child to live independently. After they leave that stage, then the relationship has totally shifted now between parent and child. Now we have two adults that treat each other like adults with respect. And that becomes very important, a shift as well. So that shift takes place gradually in the adolescent period of time. But We want to know, we want to make sure that we're making adjustments along the way as our children are kind of adjusting in their emotional, spiritual, social, and intellectual development.
Yeah. So let's take every stage separately and talk a bit about some practical tips for parents, for example, in the emotional driven decision in the first stage. What would be some advice you would offer parents who have children who are in this age group?
Yeah, very important for parents to be asking that question. So I'm glad you're asking the question, and I think parents need to ask that question. It's a very, very important question. And here's what we realize, that when your children are preschoolers, then you have to be watching them a lot. And if they're quiet in the other room, you're going, oh, I better check on them. When they get to be elementary age, then we give them the freedom to play. And if they're quiet in the other room, we don't worry about it. It's fine. We don't have to manage them continually. When they move into this emotionally driven decision stage of the first stage of adolescence, we have to do more parenting. Where we thought we were moving away from doing more parenting, those children who are making emotionally driven decisions need more parental control. Sometimes parents make the mistake of saying, oh, we're just going to let him fail in school and see if he can learn a lesson. But that's using natural consequences in the wrong way. A child's only going to respond to natural consequences if they are internally motivated. And a child's internally motivated to play or to have fun or get adventure or go around parental boundaries needs more parental control. And this period of time, which is between 12 and 16 years of age, is a core time. And we want to help our children, but it requires more parental control, more accountability, more checking in. We're going to park your cell phone if you even have one. Or maybe we're going to not allow you to have a cell phone right now because you can't manage it well. It's that kind of more parental control. It's very important in that first stage of adolescence. And so we're coming alongside to coach them, but we're also using a lot of firmness in that particular stage.
So, Dr. Scott, if you think very quickly about the tools that we have in the toolbox of that we use with the heart approach, what would you say would be the one thing that we should be mindful of when we are, that we maybe are used to do when our children are younger, but then we shouldn't or we should do when they are at this stage?
Okay, so there are seven tools we use in the coaching program. Mm-hmm. These tools are modeled after the way God relates to us. And so we've tailored them to working with children. And each of them is a huge bucket of resources. And they're all important. So, but the way that you do the first one, which is build relationship with a preschooler, may be different than you do with a pre-adolescent or an adolescent child. But relationship is important because it softens the heart. That's the first tool box. A whole bunch of tools there. The second one is visioning. Preschoolers need visioning when it comes to potty training and dressing themselves and sleeping through the night and so on. So we vision with preschoolers, but if we zip ahead to the adolescent years, it's so important to help young adolescents know that we're on their side and we're visioning with them because we're going to help them develop the life skills they need to be successful in life. That's the second one, is visioning. The third one is firmness. Firmness is used with all stages, but firmness says we are going to live this way and we're not going to do these other kind of things. Okay. In other words, firmness, or we're going to create these structures that this is how we are going to live, that you do need to come to dinner, or you do need to make your bed, or you do need to check in or park your cell phone, or those kind of things. Those are structures we set up for the adolescent child. That's the firmness that's very important. The next tool is teaching. So we're doing a lot of teaching and talking and dialoguing with young adolescents. And the reason why is because this is that stage where they're developing their own value system. They're developing their own judgments and convictions, values. And so we want to stay with them. And it means a lot of dialogue because they develop an opinion about life that only considers half the picture. They can become black and white in their thinking. They need dialogue to understand this. So I don't want to water down the firmness we have by talking too much, but there's other times we talk a lot because we're helping children understand life. So a lot of good teaching goes on. That's another tool. And the fifth tool is the coaching tool. Mm-hmm. This is the coaching tool that says, I'm on your side. I'm not the policeman. I'm not the person trying to check you out all the time. I am here to coach you towards success. And that attitude with young adults or young adolescents is so important because it helps them realize and experience the fact that my parents are on my side, my team, where that doesn't take place in many homes where teenagers exist. There's this adversarial relationship that develops. And then the next tool is the spiritual tool, where we're really helping children understand how their spirituality impacts their daily life. The reason we've been teaching you how to obey all these years is because we want you to be able to respond to God when he tells you to do something. Now, you want to be able to listen to the voice of God, and because he cares about computers and clean rooms and turning the light off in the bathroom. Those are things God cares about, but much more than that, he cares about your spiritual walk with him and how God's grace works in your life as you're trying to manage social relationships. So the whole spiritual development of children is a key tool that we draw upon. And then lastly, we transfer responsibility to children. In preschool years, we transfer responsibility to children. We say, when you're done playing with your toys, you clean them up. It's your job, you clean them up. But when they're in early adolescent years, we're doing the same kind of thing. But when they want to blame a problem on somebody else, we're saying, look, you have a responsibility here to deal with your part. Or you're experiencing some challenges here with your schoolwork. What are you going to do about it? This transferring responsibility tool is so valuable when we're working with young people to help them take responsibility for themselves. All of these tools are huge assets as we go through and help parents. So, you know, let me just say, because we're talking about the Biblical Parenting Coaching Program and these tools, I'm sure some parents are stuck where they are. They feel like things are going in the wrong way. They should contact you or me, Elena, and they can get help at our websites. Biblical Parenting, well, I have 7 websites, but one of them is biblicalparenting.coach. And if they go to biblicalparenting.coach, they can learn more about the Biblical Parenting Coaching Program and see if it's a good fit for them. But we work with parents of children of all ages to address many of the challenging experiences that parents face as they're working with their kids. So that's a quick overview of the 7 tools and how they apply to the various developmental stages.
Thank you for that. That's very important tool for parents to know, and as parents move through these different stages, to keep that in mind, evolve together with our children in how we parent them. Dr. Scott, we're not going to dive very much into the last 2 stages that you mentioned. I just wanted to ask one more question on the mission-oriented stage, where they become more conscious and they make their own choices, probably trying to do better for themselves. Are there any specific advice you have for parents at this point that they should be doing or should not be doing based on all your experience? Or what would you say to parents that are parenting at this stage?
Good question. Okay, so let me say, as we're making shifts, some of them are developmental, some of them are character-based. So if you discover that your child's developing a significant anger problem or something, then we want to make a shift the way we work with that child. So it could be any character-based issue. We're going to make changes in the way we parent, because it's not just one good way to parent. We have to keep that in mind. But let me answer your question. When a child starts to move into this mission-oriented view of life, and we want to encourage them as soon as they hit adolescence, we want to start talking about this, because if we can get them there, it helps them facilitate the judgment part of their brain. And there's a lot of work done there in that adolescent period of time to help kids have judgment about their decision making. So we want to move them there as quickly as we can. But the way we do this with a child's vision is we listen to their hearts. The Bible says that where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And so we know that children treasure certain things. So we want to find out what it is that their heart is longing for or wants, or if we look at their strengths and what strengths they have that are good. And then what we want to do is we want to take advantage of those. And, you know, for a child who has a real love for computers, and some children want to, they just want to spend time on video games, then we may help them get involved in a computer coding class, because that's something they want to do. Now they're driven, you see. But some children, like my daughters, I would have wished they could have gone to college, my adopted girls, but it became clear to all of us that was not the best thing for them. And so I said, okay, you need to take on some kind of a trade What would you like to do? And they both had a passion for working with animals, with dogs. And so we said, great, let's make that your career path. And so we sent them, you know, down south to get some training and come back, because we're feeding into their strengths, their desires, and helps them form this mission. Now they know where they're going. Now they're saying no to some of the social pressures that exist out there. Now they're guarding how they spend their money. Now they're being really careful about their time and how they're using it, because now they have a goal, you see. Mm-hmm. So they're moving in a direction that's more responsible, and it's moving in a way that God can bring more blessing into their lives than just kind of wandering around in adolescence. That's what happens when a child establishes this mission-oriented view of life. They're not wandering around in adolescence anymore. Now they're heading toward an objective, and that allows them to say no to things. That's the most important thing. It helps them to say no to things, and that's what we want to help them do. So that's a little bit about the parenting shifts. You know, we've written a whole series of books called Parenting Shifts. There's one for each developmental stage, and takes you up to pre-adolescence. And so people can find those on our website and learn more about those. I just think it's so important to reach children at their developmental stage with the heart-based approach that we're teaching.
Yeah, so precious to have the blessing to be part of children's development. And yeah, parents, we need to be more aware of this, all these things we have discussed. Dr. Scott, thank you for teaching us and for helping us understand a bit further about how our children are developing. I think it's so important to be more aware of it and to also ask wisdom from God as we go through all this with our children, to make sure that we remember He is the one who works to change our children's hearts. So thank you so much, Dr. Scott. And just as you mentioned, if parents want to get in touch with us, your website is biblicalparenting.org. For me, is parentingishardwork.org. If you need to get in touch with us, if you want to get help, please do so. We would be delighted to help you. Dr. Scott, any final thoughts you would like to share?
Yes, parenting is challenging. It's more about strategy than it is about just reading books about certain things. So focus on your child and the changes your child is making. And if you do that, then you'll know that this child needs a different kind of direction or a different kind of responsiveness. So if we can focus in on the child, I think that we'll know. We'll be sensitive as parents to know, oh, it's time to make a shift because this isn't working. If you're not making the shift, you'll experience more tension in family life, and that'll drive you to the right adjustments that need to be made. And if you get stuck, get help. That would be my key advice for people. Folks, thanks for being with us, and stay connected with us, because we have a lot more to share about parenting.